Good morning and welcome to the Friday Morning Sports Show. I'm Mike Yavabianco, joined alongside Ben Chodosh. And today we have a very special guest. Please welcome from the Shriver Vikings varsity girls basketball team, Natalie DeMayo. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. We're so excited for you guys' season and for your success. A big shout out. You are the fourth player in Vikings basketball history to have 1,000 points. So congratulations for
that.
Thank you. Take us through your emotions when you surpassed that feat.
It was honestly just the best feeling that a player could get from their sports career, because you put in so much time and effort, training, working hard, like just trying to win games. And when the points come, it's like it's one of the best feelings you can get, honestly.
When you started your varsity career, did you expect to conquer such a feat like this?
No, I didn't even think I was going to get anywhere near there. But when I was, I just worked for it.
And then throughout your, I guess, chase for 1,000, we can call it, were you aware of that number? Like, did your preparation change, or were you just kind of playing the same basketball?
Honestly, yeah, that game I was kind of just chucking up shots because I just wanted to get it. But after, like, now looking back on it, I think I should have been more composed, because I think it would have fell either way.
What was it like on that shot, you know, with 3 seconds left, adrenaline rushing, at the very end of the game to hit that shot, the game paused and everyone cheers for you? What's that like?
It was the best feeling that you could possibly get, and just having the best teammates around me too, celebrating, making posters for me, it was awesome. And I couldn't have asked for better teammates on the team who supported and was celebrating my success.
And can you talk a little bit about your coaches that have helped you to this point, whether they be on a club team and with your school team? Like, how have they helped you reach this milestone?
I've had great coaches my life, so I've been very thankful and blessed to have them as my coaches, and I definitely think they got me where I am today, both regarding lacrosse and basketball. Both coaches were definitely helpful.
Now, some of your stats truly are incredible and impressive. What made your decision to go the lacrosse route and not the basketball route for college?
It was just the persuasion of coaches, because I didn't know what I wanted to play during the recruiting summer. So it was really just who reached out, and then I found my fit for lacrosse.
And obviously you're going to Hofstra University. That's super exciting. What are some of the challenges that you're looking forward to at Hofstra and, you know, transferring over to the collegiate level?
I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm really eager to play and play with older and stronger and better competition. And I know it's going to be different than anything I've ever played against, but I'm excited for the challenge.
Now, coming back to the high school level, now that you and your team did clinch the playoffs and you have a playoff berth this coming Wednesday, how are you preparing differently, if you are?
We've been practicing much harder and longer, which is very helpful, and everyone's just had that chip on their shoulder, like, we want to win.
And has the attitude changed? Have you seen that in practice or in games recently, knowing that the playoffs are ahead and it's very important games coming up?
Definitely. Like, we've been in those grit situations and we just pulled out with the W.
And what have been the biggest adjustments that you guys have made to really have such a great season this year? Is there anything specific?
Definitely our mentality, because at some points it was shaky during the season, and then once we started to win, it was like, this is what we're supposed to be doing.
What would you say is the highlight of your game? Because obviously you have your incredible record on three-point shots and all that. And you got to 1,000 points on a three-point shot. Do you think that's your strong suit of your game?
I think my mentality is my strongest suit of the game, because I think I'm a very mental person when it comes to games. So now that I have control over the controllables, meaning my mental state, I think it's so much better and so much more helpful.
And a lot of high school athletes, when they're finding so much success at this level and at any level, really, they have people that they look up to. Are there any players that you model your game after or take inspiration from?
I admire to be my older brother, because he played professional hockey in Canada.
Wow.
And I mean, you always have to one up your siblings.
Of course.
So that's what motivates me.
Nice.
All right, Natalie, you have 1,057 points currently. You're fourth all time on the Lady Vikings list, and the top three ahead of you are all from the 1900s. The third best, Christine Kubin, has 1,211 points. Are you trying to chase that?
I mean, obviously, I am trying to break as many as I can. But it's not really my focus right now. My focus is just going further in playoffs and winning.
Yeah, it seems like your mentality is very strong, and you mentioned that that's your strong suit. I mean, for this upcoming playoff game, what can you say to the Shriver student body? Like, what to expect, what to look out for, and what to be excited for?
I mean, everyone thinks we're not going to pull out with the W, so we just want to prove everyone wrong and win.
All right. Thank you so much, Natalie, and we wish you the best in your playoff run with your team.
Thank you.
And we wish you the best at the collegiate level and everything you do in life. Thank you.
Thank you.